Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about Chip Bell and John Patterson being back on the show. These guys have been members of my Brain Trust for a long time. They've taught us so much about customer care, about taking care of our customers, about loving up our customers, and they've got a new book out called Wired and Dangerous, How Your Customers Have Changed and What You Got to Do About It. Chip is senior partner with Chip Bell Group, and John is founder and president of Progressive Insights. These guys have been partners in writing for a long time. They've gotten more about customer care than you and I will ever know, and they're our good friends. Chip Bell, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. We are delighted to be back on your show.
Good to have you back. Hey, John.
How you doing?
We're doing good. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm so glad to hear. I was proud to endorse your book. When I got my hands on it, I'm excited about it for you. You guys are right on the money. It's all about the new normal. It's all about where things are going, and it's all about an empowered customer. As the guy in the movie said, the movie network said, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's kind of what customers are these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think, Jim, it's come as a result of what we call the perfect storm. It's the interaction of three things. One is you got a very anxious, frightened customer, frightened by the recession they've just come through, which makes them a lot more picky and much more fickle. Plus, you've got the frustrated customer who's getting more and more antsy and frustrated with the whole focus on high tech without high touch, self-service and automation. And then you put that together with the empowerment of the Internet. Now you got somebody who's not only wired, but they're also dangerous because they bring you down in a heartbeat.
Well, see, this is what's interesting about a revolution. Typically, and you guys talk about this in your book a little bit, and typically in a revolution, the revolutionaries start out with very little power. But
right.
But this revolution, this customer revolution, these customers are empowered now. They've got the information they need. And what I've been saying a lot is that in this current normal, this new normal you're talking about, the problem businesses have is not being competitive, but because of the Internet, as you said, becoming irrelevant. That's a bigger danger. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think you're right on it, Jim. We know that the customer today is dramatically different, as Chip said. And one of the things about them is they have way more choices than they ever had before because we got so many choices on the Internet. And they're way smarter than they ever were before because they do their research.
Yep.
But the thing that businesses have to watch out for is customers are going first to see what other customers think about your service.
UGC.
And they find that out very easily all through social media and all over the Internet. So they make their buying decision based on what your current customers are saying about you.
And the scary part, John, is they make those decisions before you even know they exist. And that's the moment of relevance, isn't it?
It is. It is. They're out there reading reviews, looking at the social media, and they may have never walked in your place of business. Like you say, you may never know they're even there.
So what does that what does that mean, Chip? What does that mean for the traditional business? So there are millions of traditional Main Street businesses that maybe they have a website, maybe they don't. They're not as tech savvy as they would like to be, probably. And they know they've got some frustration. They know they've got some exposure. What does this mean for those sweet companies out there that we love? We all love them, you know, the moms and pops. What does this mean for them?
That's a great question, Jim, and a very important one because to us, there's no time more crucial to have an incredible customer experience when that person does walk across the threshold of your brick-and-mortar company. To have a great experience that demonstrates the kind of trust in them, the kind of respect for them, the honesty that you associate with a great partnership. If you stop and think about it, To buy in a store today, I've got to get in my car, find a parking lot, go in the store, deal with the clerk, cash register, all that, come back home, when I could buy that same item with a click of a mouse and get at the same price. And so what the differentiator is, what the click can't do, is give me a great experience in the same way. That's human-to-human person. And so that's right. What we would say.
Well, and John, that hasn't. That's one thing about customers that hasn't changed. Customers didn't become aliens in the last 3 years. They're still human beings. They still want high touch. It's that we've got to do things that compel them to be attracted to us, don't we?
Oh, you're right on. As Chip says, when they walk across the threshold of that brick and mortar business that you have today, we would stress how much more important their experience is than ever before. Because as Chip related earlier, the way they've changed, one of the things they're doing coming out of the recession is they are really edgy and they are really focused on what is my experience. It's always been important. It's never been as important as it is today. And of course, we can impact that with our interaction with those customers. So
right.
We really got to be focused on that. Because, you know, when they walk out of there, if it's good or bad, they have the power to tell a whole lot of people much faster than they ever could before. They're extraordinarily powerful.
Well, that's exactly right. I call it the 1 to 10 ratio. Remember the old saw about word of mouth? You know, if they're unhappy, they'll tell one person. I mean, if they're happy, they'll tell one person. If they're unhappy, they'll tell 10 people. Well,
right.
Word of mouth has become user-generated content, UGC, and that's word of mouth on steroids, isn't it, Chip?
Exactly. They can now tell thousands just overnight, and that's the reach. One of the examples we use in the book was Heather Armstrong, when her baby was born, she got a new washing machine, and it failed her, and she tried to get restitution from the manufacturer, and that failed, and she got frustrated and just sent out a little note to all of her followers on the internet to boycott Maytag. Unfortunately, she has over 1 million followers. You can imagine the impact that had on their bottom line. That's dangerous.
Right.
I mean, that's what we talk about. It doesn't have to be that way.
But it can also be used to your advantage. The UGC folks, if you manage it right, and you don't have to be a technical expert. You don't have to be a geek. You don't have to have a lot of money to accomplish what these guys are talking about, to make UGC, user-generated content, to be in your favor. And when we come back, I'm going to ask them how to do that. Chip Bell and John Patterson are our guests. It's 20 after. The book is called Wired and Dangerous. Chip, quickly, where's the book available?
It's available on any e-tailer, on any bookstore, Amazon. We like 800 CEO Read as our favorite.
All right. Check it out, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.